He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. Friday already. I love Friday. Is it my favorite day of the week? I would say so. Sometimes just the anticipation of Saturday is better than Saturday itself. Kind of like Christmas Eve, you know. I like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day. It's that anticipation. All right, what are we anticipating here today? Well, the market has opened, and it's slightly negative here. We had some earnings reports from three gargantuan stocks last night. Two of them, gargantuan NASDAQ stocks, neither of which I own, are bringing the market down here this morning. The S&P 500 is down 3 points right now, 1686. 1686, boy, that's not too far from 1700, is it? All-time highs. S&P 500, wow. The Dow, 15,519, but it's down 29 today. I believe we saw a new all-time highs yesterday on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The NASDAQ is getting hurt the worst this morning. It's down 29 points. That's 0.8%. Google and Microsoft can be pointed to as the culprits there. Neither of which I own, and I'll explain why during the course of the show today. The 10-year yield is at 2.50%, up 100 basis points in the last several months here. Let's call it the last 12 months, and that's got a significant impact on our economy. Gold is up 7 to 1291. Look at oil, 108.81. Oh, boy, wait till you see the gas pump prices next week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we are in earnings season, and the big guys are starting to report now. The earnings reports are flowing in now at a very heavy rate. Some good, some bad. But three major companies reported this week. Two of them are having a big impact on the market right now. One of them is Microsoft. I know. I wonder how many portfolios across America that Microsoft is in. I'll bet if I took a survey of all the people that leave the Morgan Stanley office on my floor, customers leaving, I said, what's in your portfolio? An awful lot of them would say Microsoft, IBM, General Electric, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and on, Home Depot, on down the line, the big recognizable names. And how many times have I said, I guess I'm somewhat of a maverick over here in my little corner of the building. I don't believe in buying the big recognized, unless they're best stocks now. And what makes them best stocks now? Performance, valuation, and a healthy stock chart. What do most of the big recognizable names lack of those three? Performance. You know what? Companies go through life cycles. There was a time when Microsoft was a great stock. It's still a good company. Even though I curse Bill Gates on a daily basis when things log off on my Windows 8, which I absolutely hate. And, you know, I mean, I've had my issues with their products over the years. But it's a great company. Is it a great stock? There's a difference between a great company and a great stock. There's a big difference between a great company and a great stock. At one time, Microsoft was growing by 20, 30, 40% per year. As it, you know, as everybody, I can remember the day when nobody had a laptop and very few homes had a personal computer. computers were for the elite, for the big businesses down in the basement that had their mainframe computer cranking away. And pretty soon it became an ordinary household product, just like a radio or a TV. I'll bet there's very few homes in America nowadays that don't have a computer. The problem is all of a sudden your product becomes saturated. You know, there's no nook or cranny in the world where you can't get a Coca-Cola. I'll bet you could go to a little outpost in Siberia and get a Diet Coke at lunchtime. Well, you know what? These companies can't keep up the kind of growth that they used to have. It's a mathematical thing. It's math. Instead of 25, 30% growers, they're now 6 or 7% growers. And there is a very strong correlation between stock price appreciation and earnings growth. That's why many people are growth investors. They invest in growth stocks because they, over time, generally speaking, no guarantees, as their earnings grow, the stock price grows along with it. You get capital appreciation. If earnings are growing by 20 to 30% per year, that stock has a better chance of returning superior capital appreciation returns than a company that's growing by 2 or 3% per year. Earnings growth is very important to a company. And when earnings start to slow down, just ask Apple, what happened when earnings started to slow down at Apple? Did you know that this year, Apple's earnings will be 11% lower than last year's? Now, they had a streak of five-year earnings growth that averaged 62% per year. During that run of 62% per year, average annual earnings growth, what did the stock do? The stock followed right along, didn't it? What happened to the stock when all of a sudden the earnings estimates for this year became lower than the previous year? The stock sold off. There's a strong correlation between, or not in every case, but almost always, it's very usual for the stock price to kind of track the earnings growth. Now, Apple next year is looking for 10% earnings growth. So how can you expect Apple to be a big winner once again? That 62% growth per year is gone. These stocks become stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. I'm talking about the Ciscos of the world, which at one time, I remember when Cisco burst onto the scene and replaced, I'm trying to think, Novell as the networking company. Novell was the hot stock, linking personal computers. I remember when iOmega was the hot stock with that great big bulky device that stored all that data. Now this little stick here that I can is about as big as my finger, stores more data. That's the magic of technology. And I can buy this little stick for a few bucks down at the Office Depot. iOmega's device, I can't remember what it cost, but I remember I had an iOmega zip drive. And stocks become stocks of yesteryear, don't they? And it's up to you. Now, what happens when a stock becomes a stock of yesteryear? Normally, it joins the Dow Jones Industrial Average at some point, right? Which Microsoft is a member of the Dow. Because now it's a gargantuan stock that's very liquid, that is owned by almost every institution in America, and almost every retirement account in America has exposure to it in one way or another. But you know what? With that slow earnings growth, how are you going to get the kind of returns that you've been used to over the years in Cisco? Cisco's time came to an end 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And the last decade, it's been just a mediocre stock. Well, now we have stocks that are kind of entering into that realm. They were once the darlings. Not anymore. Microsoft probably became a lousy stock 10 years ago. I haven't owned Microsoft in 10 years. Google is kind of at that point of transitioning to a stodgy old stock of yesteryear. Apple is kind of at that point. Instead, I like to explore the frontier. I like to look for the new ideas and the innovative ideas. Yeah, someday there'll be old ideas, and those stocks too will be stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. But you've got to catch a Home Depot when it first burst on the scene and start sweeping America with a new idea, a radical idea that's putting mom-and-pop hardware stores out of business. And it happens in every single industry out there. I call them best stocks now. There's no guarantees that they'll end up being the best investments now. But you know what? There's a strong correlation there between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. We're just trying to put the odds in our favor. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, I always say I make no claims. There's no guarantees in the market. I just believe that you stack the odds in your favor as best as you can. And, you know, I mean, the results, I'll let you judge for yourself. I publish my newsletter every single week. It's tracked every single week meticulously. There's 25, 30 stocks in each one of my model portfolios. They closely resemble the portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you started an account with me today, I'm not going to immediately put you into the 27 or 28 stocks that I currently own. I'm going to, as time goes on and as I see things that I think are technically right, which in my book is the final arbiter of that buy and sell decision, I'm going to start filling up your portfolio with what I consider to be best stocks now. In my book, a best stocks now should have performance. It should be beating the market quite soundly. It should be doing something right that makes it beat the market. Generally speaking, it has superior earnings growth. Number two, I'm going to apply my tough valuation measures to the stock. I'm going to do a valuation on the company based on their earnings estimates, their anticipated growth rate, and a multiple that I think is appropriate for the stock. I do five-year price targets. I don't do six-month price targets. I don't do 12-month price targets. I do five-year price targets. And lastly, the best stocks now have strong stock charts. I don't buy into weakness. I don't buy into neutral. I buy into stocks that are in forward march. And as long as they're in forward march, I march right along with them. And when forward march becomes retreat, I run for the hills. And, you know, sometimes stocks are not the place to be in the market. Bonds were the place to be in 2008. Commodities were the place to be. I can't even remember that big commodity explosion, but I'm thinking 2010, 2009, when China was just exploding, and steel and cement and copper and everything else, prices were soaring. Markets are cyclical. Sectors are cyclical. Companies are cyclical. Home building is cyclical. Real estate is cyclical. Interest rates are cyclical. And if you don't ride the cycles, you get run over by the cycles. You have to be very, very vigilant. And that's the other thing that I probably do a little bit differently here. I'm not an asset allocator. I'm not a guy who puts you into 40% bonds and 60% stocks into a balanced account, and then I move on to the next victim or the next customer and do the same thing with them. And then once a year, we adjust those allocations. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. And you say, well, you know what? Isn't that high risk doing what you're doing? I think it's higher risk to stand on the railroad tracks when you know higher interest rates are coming. To me, that's the guy taking the higher risk. But anyways, I beat this subject to death. But you know what? It's a major, major philosophy in the investment industry, this whole subject of asset allocation. All right, now I want to talk about an individual stock here. Why don't I own Microsoft? Isn't it the operating system of choice and the majority of computers in the world? Isn't it the dominant company? My show is heard in Seattle, and I'm sure there's people driving to work to Microsoft, where it's headquartered, listening to the show. It's a good company. I mean, they dominate the world. They came up with the Windows system. And it's a wonderful system. I mean, being able to layer things on top of one another and switch between windows and all this and that, it was genius. But we're talking about the stock Microsoft here, okay? The stock Microsoft, which is in the Dow, which is in the NASDAQ, which is a $270 billion company, which is a 40% owned by the mutual funds and in many, 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 many retirement accounts. Here's why I don't own Microsoft. Over the last 10 years, let's begin with performance. Over the last 10 years, Microsoft has matched the performance of the S&P 500. Okay? It's matched the performance. I'm looking for superior performance out of a stock. Over the last 10 years, Microsoft has delivered a total return, an average total return, of 5.8% per year. The market is 5.5. Okay, we'll give them a little bit of props there for their 0.3% beating of the S&P over the last 10 years. Over the last 3 years, Microsoft has underperformed the S&P 500. The S&P 500 has averaged 16.6%. Microsoft has averaged 15.6%. It's trailing the S&P 500 by 1 point per year over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, the stock market is up 23% as measured by the S&P 500. Microsoft is up 19.9%. Once again, it's underperformed the S&P 500. Now, when I compare Microsoft with the 3,400 other stocks that it competes with in my database, Microsoft gets a performance grade of C, which makes sense. I mean, it basically has been tracking the S&P 500. And then when you look at its performance versus all the other stocks out there, it's right smack dab middle of the pack. If you think Microsoft is a safe stock in tough times, in 2008, Microsoft was down 44%. The market was down 38%. It's not so safe. Technology stocks, by their nature, carry more risk with them because technologies change so quickly. And technology, you know, computers, laptops, all this kind of thing, they're a consumer discretionary. Although, I call them a consumer staple. I'd give up my toothpaste before I'd give up my laptop, right? I'd give up my shampoo before I gave up my iPhone. But you know what? When times are tough, people aren't out buying brand new, shiny, fastest in the market computers. They suffer. Microsoft does not. It fails the performance test by a pretty wide margin here. Now we take a look. Well, isn't Microsoft a screaming buy? Microsoft currently has a P/E ratio of 13. Yes, but the growth rate of Microsoft is only 8% per year. That means it's still trading at a steep premium, not a discount, a premium to its growth rate. I like to buy companies that are trading at a discount to their growth rate and have superior performance. Not only does Microsoft not have superior performance, when I do my valuation on Microsoft, I get a value grade of F. Out of 3,404 stocks that I follow, Microsoft comes in at number 2,195. But I love the company. I love the people that work there. I don't like the stock. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we're talking about, so far I haven't given you any stocks that I like at the current time or examples of stocks that I consider to be best stocks now. I gave you a dud. I gave you Microsoft. Good company, but you know what? Listen, you have to decide for yourself. When earnings slow down at a company, when earnings are only growing by 8, 7, 8, 9% per year, all things being equal, the stock price appreciation is also going to slow down. And we just went through Microsoft, which lacks performance numbers big time, lacks valuation numbers big time, and comes in at or near the bottom of the heap. For that reason, I have not owned Microsoft, I don't think, for at least 10 years. If you still own Microsoft in your portfolio, you're the one that has to ask the question, why? Why do I own Microsoft? Okay? I don't know. You have to ask whoever manages your money, because it's big, because it's safe, because it's a recognizable name. I think the most common answer would be because it's not going out of business anytime soon. Well, you know what? That's not good enough for me. I'm looking for stocks that have the potential, no guarantees, but they have the potential to appreciate over time. They're the Microsofts possibly of today. Microsoft, can you imagine? You know, you always hear the story. I wish I would have bought Microsoft when it first went public, however many years ago. Well, you know what? That's why you've got to be looking for companies today that are younger, growing fast, more aggressive. You have to manage them tightly. You have to diversify amongst those companies. I just think you're better off buying the stocks, the companies of today, as opposed to the companies of yesteryear. Okay, let's go to another example here. If I walk down the hall and I interviewed the folks coming out of big wirehouse firm ABC, I bet their portfolio you would see a lot of General Electric, GE, which at one time was one of the great innovative companies of all time. You know, I did a study on GE. The first decade that Jack Welch ran the company, we're talking about, let's see, the 80s. I want to say the 80s, okay? That company stock averaged 30% per year returns. Well, it wasn't a big gargantuan company. It still had bright, innovative ideas that were new at the time and constantly coming up with new products. It could be argued that GE was the Apple of its day. And the stock followed right along with the innovation at GE and with the earnings growth at GE. And then I looked at the decade of the 90s, which Jack Welch was also at the helm, and the stock averaged 25% per year over that decade. Slowed down a little, but the innovation continued, the growth continued, and then Jack Welch decided to call it quits. I don't think Steve Jobs decided to call it quits. He didn't have a choice. His reign at Apple was over, and Jack Welch's reign at GE was over, and in came Jeffrey Immelt. Over the last 10 years, GE, General Electric, has delivered to its investors 1.8% per year. Now, we talk about all these companies that have delivered 15, 20, 30% per year over returns. Never a guarantee of future returns, but they've racked up some pretty impressive track records. General Electric, over the last 10 years, you haven't lost money. There was a time, if you'd have looked at this stock a couple years ago, there was a time when it was down 60% during the decade because it got in some big, big trouble during the mortgage meltdown. Now it's recovered somewhat. But when you add it all up and you say, where was GE stock price adjusted for all dividends 10 years ago versus where it is today? It's a 1.8% average return over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, while the market's been delivering 6% per year, GE has been delivering 0.5% per year. Over the last 3 years, GE has actually outperformed the market. And I'll tell you why. Because it was so beaten down, got TARP funds, help it recover. It's beat the market by about four percentage points. Over the last 3 years, GE has delivered 21% per year, while the market's delivered 16.6. Over the last 12 months, GE has matched the performance of the market. So it's badly underperformed the market during a 10-year stretch. It's badly underperformed the market during a 5-year stretch. It had a 3-year run along with TARP funds that helped it outperform the market a bit, and now it's back to being a market performer. Now, here's another argument. You have to decide for yourself. There's a lot of people that have this false sense of security that because it's a big stock on the Dow, and it's huge, and it's not going out of business anytime soon, that it's somehow safer than your average stock. GE was down 54% in the year 2008. The market was down 38%. I wouldn't call that a safer stock. It underperformed the market during times of duress. When I add this all up and I compare the performance of General Electric versus the 3,400 other stocks that I follow, General Electric gets a performance grade of C-. C-. And yet, you know, I hear him giving Immelt props today. Cramer was giving Immelt props. Never mind that Cramer works for Immelt, that GE owns CNBC, but he's giving Immelt props. All right, okay, whatever. I mean, Jack Welch clobbered the market for the 20 years he was the CEO. Immelt has delivered a C-minus return on performance. Nice going, Jim Cramer. All right, now let's take a look at valuation. Maybe we've got a compelling, just a compelling valuation story. I bet I could find all kinds of value investors that want to make a strong fundamental case. In fact, today, CNBC, I'm sure, will parade many people on debating the GE issue. Is this a good time to buy GE? Is GE an undervalued stock here? Blah, blah, blah. Well, GE is currently trading at 13 times forward earnings. That's about the same as Microsoft. Now we've got to compare GE with its anticipated growth rate over the next 5 years. GE is expected to grow by about 10 to 11% per year over the next 5 years. GE is currently trading at a premium to its growth rate. When I take the earnings estimates of GE, carry them out by 10 to 11% per year over the next 5 years, and apply in a multiple that I think is appropriate, probably somewhere in the 12 to 13 area, I come up with a $37 target price on the stock. GE actually gets a value grade of B-. Microsoft's value grade was F. GE, in my book, gets a value grade of B-. It gets a performance grade of C-. It gets a safety grade of D+. It gets an overall Gunderson stock grade of C+. Out of 3,404 stocks that I follow on a daily basis in my Best Stocks Now app database, General Electric comes in at number 2,462. Can we bring back Jack Welch? Hey, Jack! I don't know. I've seen Jack Welch. He's seeming a little nutty these days. A little, maybe, is it the word senile? I don't know. But I think even a senile Jack Welch could do better than a not-so-senile Jeffrey Immelt. In fact, I've wrote a few articles in the past saying, I think GE needs a new CEO. GE has been a very, very poor performing stock. Even though it's had a little 3-year run here, it's still, you got to look at short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, and long-term performance. What's the performance grade? C-. Yet, you know what? I'll give one more example here, one more point on this stock, and then we'll move on to another one. Maybe we'll find a good one before the hour's up. GE's breaking out today. If you were just a technician, if you were just using charts, you would say that's a beautiful breakout out of a long consolidation. But you know what? Charts, to me, are just one of the tools. The other two are performance and valuation. And it fails those tests miserably. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The newsletter will go out again this weekend, as it does every single weekend. You can take a gander through it at the models that model portfolios that I track every single week in the newsletter. Win, lose, or draw. They're out there for your perusal to see if I'm making any changes this week in the stock portfolios that I present in the newsletter. Aggressive growth portfolio, conservative growth portfolio, and an income portfolio. And lastly, a model mutual fund portfolio for all of you 401k players. If you want to know what I think are the best areas of investing in the market, of course, you're the final determiner of that. You can get a four-week trial to my newsletter by going to my website, pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. All right, let's take a look here at one more. This is another one. I'm not picking on Seattle today, but got a couple of big stocks up there that reported earnings yesterday that are affecting our markets here today. So I've got to bring it to your attention. I'm sorry, I thought Google was a Seattle company. Google is actually a San Francisco company, where we're heard on KDAO Radio in the Bay Area. Gunderson, why don't you own Google? And why haven't you owned Google? Well, I require performance, number one. Over the last 5 years, Google's performance has been good, but not spectacular. Google, over the last 5 years, it has doubled the returns of the market, okay? I don't have a problem with that. It's averaged 13.6% per year. The market's averaged 6% per year. But there's a lot of companies, believe it or not. I mean, Google's probably somewhere in the middle of the pack as it relates to its performance over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, it's beat the market. I'll give it that. But it's still, you know, mid-pack, maybe a little bit above that. Over the last 12 months, Google's had a very good year. I guess I wish I would have owned Google over the last 12 months, but I owned other stocks that did well. Google's up 56% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 23%. But still, the performance grade on Google's a B. The momentum grade is a B+. How did Google hold up in the year 2008? Which I also have a safety grade component of my overall formula, which takes into account how the stock did under duress. Google was down 55% in the year 2008, while the market was down 38.5%. I give Google a safety grade of D+. Okay, so the performance, you know what? It's above average. I give it that, and it's had a good year. It's had a good 12-month period of time. Fortunately, I never owned it. I owned other stocks. Other stocks have done well, too. Google has had a pretty good run here. Gets a B performance grade, a B+ momentum grade, which tilts more towards the short-term performance of the stock. What about the valuation on Google here? Well, Google is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. It's expected to continue to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. It, too, is slowing down. No longer is it a 40 to 50% grower. In fact, over the last 5 years, Google's been growing by about 20% per year. And now it's expected to slow down to the next level. 15% per year. You see how, I mean, these best stocks now, they lose their earnings momentum. It's a math problem. You can't continue to grow at those high rates. Eventually, math catches up with you. I have a 5-year target price on Google, which is 60% higher than where the stock is today. I require 80% or more from a valuation point of view. Google gets a value grade of D+ right now. When I take this all into consideration, and I compare Google against 3,404 other stocks that I track, Google comes in at number 981. That's about where Apple is right now. Google gets an overall Gunderson grade of B. I like to have a straight A portfolio. That's just me. You know, every investor, every money manager, they do it their way, what they think is the best way. And I think combining value with performance, a little bit of safety, and a good, healthy stock chart, I make no guarantees. I make no claims. I just think that you've stacked the odds in your favor when you do that. And then you add in very tight management on those companies on a daily basis. And, you know, you try to keep your portfolio fresh with what I consider at least to be the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. And I believe that Google's best days are behind it. I still think it's a good company. Nothing against the people that work there. But as far as a stock goes, it would be a candidate for my conservative growth portfolio because it's a mega cap stock. But it's not one of the 25 stocks that I currently own. And I have no interest in the shares. What do I like right now? I gave you three duds. You know why? Because you guys are spoiled. I've spoiled you. I give you these juicy stocks, these companies that are flying high, that are beating the market every single day. And you're used to getting good stocks. I thought today, you know what? Let's talk about three big names. Microsoft, General Electric, Google. And let's run them through the same exact screen that I run Tractor Supply through, that I run Pharmacyclics through, and other stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And you can see how applying that same test to these big stocks fail miserably. You want to see what I like right now? Win, lose, or draw? You can go to my website, pwstreet.com. I'll be putting 8-9 hours into the newsletter again this week. Bring to you what I consider to be the most timely information. Where are the best sectors? Where are the best asset classes? And where are the best investments, according to me, right now? Go to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.